Scholastic Audio presents The Width of the World, Vega Jane, Book 3, by David Baldacci. Read by Fiona Hardingham. There is some good in this world, and it's worth fighting for. J.R.R. Tolkien. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. Chapter 1. A Place Called True. We landed, invisible, on the cobbles and were nearly killed. Petra Sonnet cried out, Delphia, grunted in surprise. My canine, Harry too, yipped, and I, Vega Jane, jerked back on the magical tether holding us all together, as a deafening contraption charging down at us flashed past. It was boxy, and made of metal and wood, with windowed doors on either side. It also had four what looked to be wagon wheels, only there were no sleps pulling it. The infernal thing was moving of its own accord. It was puffing and wheezing, with what sounded like metal clanking on metal. Bright lights like powerful candles housed in lanterns were perched on the front of the thing, providing illumination. The front piece was shiny metal with ridges. Etched on it was a name, Riley. Riley? Was that the bloke who owned it? Or maybe the bloke who built it?